That is amazing, amazing, amazing. What about the weather? How bad was the storm in San Antonio? I know here we lost electricity. Basically, for about a week and a half, our title companies were closed. So last month, a lot of our stuff got pushed, either disappeared or got pushed into the following month. How was it there?
Well, listen to this. All the landlords I know were dying. I know a guy that has 500 free and clear rental houses. His plumbing bill alone was $180,000 due to the freeze.
Wow.
I have zero plumbing bills because I don't own the house. I just own the mortgage payment. You know, so again, the seller financing strategy versus the landlording strategy worked through a debacle, another kind of debacle.
Well,
it works in recessions, it works in COVID, and it works in this, you know, 7-day freeze.
Well, several people, which we know, we went to school where they're doing the same thing you're doing. But one thing you don't is you don't pay the property tax and you don't pay the insurance either.
No. Now, the downside is when you're seller financing the house, you don't get depreciation and you're not the benefactor of the appreciation. I just take all that time and money that I would have spent as a landlord managing these properties. I take all that time and all that money. I just buy another house with that time and money.
So over the years, how many mortgages do you think you have now?
Between 300 and 400. You know, and it changes every day because people pay me off whether I want to be paid off or not. And it's against the law for me to disallow people to pay me off or disallow people to pay me early if it's their homestead. And 95% of the people that buy my houses move into them and it's their homestead.
Wow. So what would be the best advice you could give somebody that would like to put out a copy of your template?
I mean, at my website, 1000houses.com, that's 1000houses.com, I have blogs, I have a podcast where I've interviewed, I'm going on my 500th interview any day now, where I've interviewed 500 people. I have a new YouTube channel, 1000houses.com/YouTube. I'm giving away 10 minutes worth of free advice about this business in real estate investing every workday for the next year. It's 1000houses.com/YouTube. And yours truly will be talking about all the different facets of this business in 10-minute segments every workday for the next year.
Okay, I know, like you, like me, we both learned from some mistakes. What mistakes did you make that you've learned from?
Well, we can be on this show for another week and a half, and I'd just be getting warmed up. You know, the most important thing you'll ever do as a real estate investor is learn how to accurately assess value or after repaired value. It's where you live or die, because you can't even go make offers on houses and be accurate on your offers if you can't accurately predict what the property is going to be worth when you own it and or when you fix it. So I would study that. The second thing is you have to come to the conclusion sooner or later that you can't do it with your money. And that there's plenty of private money out there, and that getting that private money from private individuals has nothing to do with you personally. It doesn't matter about your credit. It doesn't matter about if you filed a bankruptcy. It doesn't matter if you've been to jail before or if you, it doesn't matter about you. You are inconsequential. What matters is what other terms can you pay the lender, and what does the lender get if you do not pay them? And if those, the answers to those two things are appealing to the lender, then they're going to loan you the money as long as you can give them a first lien on that property. So I wish I would have recognized earlier that finding money has nothing to do with me and everything to do about the deal. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter if you can speak the language well or not well. It doesn't, none of that matters about you. It matters about the deal. So here's an example. if you've got a $300,000 house that you can buy for $170,000, you should be able to find that money no matter who you are. Because somewhere, someone wants to loan you $170,000 in a first lien position on a property that if you don't pay them, they get a $300,000 house. It's a pretty risk-adverse move for that lender. They either get paid as agreed or they get your $300,000 house. Well, that's an example.
But one thing you said earlier, and I'm going to pick your memory. This has probably been 40 years ago, but we were down at the ranch, and your dad, Rod, I never will forget he said this. And I didn't really understand it because we were like, 20 years old, 19, whatever. He said, boys, you make your money when you buy. I understand that 100% now, but that is so true to this day, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I added an extra sentence onto that bumper sticker. Do you remember earlier in the conversation when I said I really like that buy it, don't fix it, seller finance it for double, and watch the guy making payments, go over budget, fixing up your collateral?
Yes.
Remember when I said that, Scott?
Yes.
Well, so I added a little line to that. You make your money when you buy, and you lose it in the rehab.
Which is true. Good philosophies. So, doing this stuff, how do you keep up with all those mortgages?
I my daughter owns a note servicing company for people like me in the state of Texas that collect mortgages. It's called MoteNoteServicing.com. Mote Note Servicing. And that's Mote, like a moat around a castle. M-O-A-T. So, and did you know this, Scott? When I seller finance my houses, in the payment, I include principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and servicing fee. So they pay for me to have a servicing company service these notes, a professional company that does all the year-end reporting, that does everything, sends out the late notices. It'll do everything up to the foreclosure process. But they'll even call your attorney and say, this property needs to go into foreclosure. Here's the file.
So you escrow escrow all your notes for taxes and insurance.
I collect taxes, insurance, and servicing fees. Most note servicing charges $35 a month to service my notes, and I charge that $35 to my buyer.
Wow. Well, you actually answered my next question was, how do you make sure they pay their taxes and insurance? You don't have to worry about it because you take care of it. That's very, very smart.
Well, no, I sub it out to the servicing company that's a professional at making sure it gets paid.
Wow. Hey, we're just about out of time. Mitch, I appreciate you. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do it?
Then you go to 1000houses.com. There's more information on me there than you can shake a stick at. 1000houses.com. Or hell, I don't care. If you're interested in getting a return on your money and want to talk about it, call me personally. 210-669-4020. That's my cell phone. I have nothing better to do than to explain to you how it's been working for my lenders for 27 years. And I got tons of references.
Well, and I don't endorse everybody or back them, but I'm going to tell you this. Mitch Stevens has been a friend of mine literally since we were 16 years old. He's one of the most honest, dependable men I know, so I highly recommend him.
I appreciate that, Scott. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We'll catch you next time. Take care. Bye.